AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis has arrived. Cheers from those in the crowd as the Pope's plane touched down a short while ago at Andrews Air Force Base. Francis is kicking off a six-day visit. After President Obama and others greet the Pope on his arrival this afternoon, he will be officially welcomed to the White House tomorrow morning by the President. Later, they'll talk in private. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
I would not expect a robust discussion of a political agenda, but rather I think it's an opportunity for the two men to talk about the values that they have in common, and there are many.
On Thursday, Francis will become the first pope to address a joint meeting of Congress. Chinese President Xi Jinping begins a U.S. visit in Seattle. His trip will include talks on how the United States and Chinese experts and businesses can collaborate on nuclear energy, smarter electric use, and other clean technologies. He was greeted by supporters as well as protesters as the motorcade passed through Seattle. The president will be President Barack Obama's guest on Friday at a state dinner at the White House. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson blames what he calls PC culture for the fallout over his statement that he would not support a Muslim for president. Tells reporters in Ohio his views are being distorted.
Anybody of any religious faith whatsoever, if they embrace American values and they place our Constitution at the top level above their religious beliefs, I have no problem with them.
European Union interior ministers approve a plan to relocate 120,000 migrants across Europe. That action follows a warning by the UN that only a few more days remain for the EU to come up with a coherent response to the flood of asylum seekers. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 180. The Nasdaq is off 72. This is AP Radio News. A judge has overturned New York City's ban on styrofoam containers. Warren Levinson has more.
The ban on drink cups and food boxes made out of polystyrene, commonly called styrofoam, went into effect July 1st. The sanitation department said the stuff doesn't biodegrade and can't be recycled once it's been used to hold food. But Judge Margaret Chan accepted an industry group's argument that polystyrene can be easily cleaned and recycled. The city says it will appeal the ruling. A spokesman for the mayor says nearly 30,000 tons of the material enters waterways and landfills every year, and it doesn't break down. Warren Levinson, New York.
Officials in Florida say a gunman has shot and critically wounded a sheriff's deputy during a confrontation outside a lawyer's office. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says the man then barricaded himself inside a Niceville motel and exchanged gunfire with other deputies before he was finally captured. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.